Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Dadcast. I am your host, JP, joining us with the very tenacious yet very infected with the COVID, Nick Martin. Not sure if you want me to disclose that, but we're getting that out right now, right out the way. Nick.
Might as well get it out. What's up?
How you feeling, man? You doing all right?
I'm okay, man. It's no joke. Like, it's the worst pain I've ever felt in my body in my life.
Oh, like, man.
Joint pain, muscle pains. It's terrible.
We'll touch more on that in a little bit. And while your health and life is very, very important, Nick Martin, we have more important things right now. And that is the fact that we have a very amazing, kick-ass, awesome guest. He is the front man of the band Sprockets. That's so much fun to say. But more importantly, as you all know, he is a dad. Welcome to Dadcast, Brody Knight.
What's up, dude? No pressure. No. I don't know if I'm more important than his health. I feel like poor manner.
I'm replaceable. It's cool.
Okay. Well, I feel the same way. So
there's many dudes that talk more than I do. So it's all good.
you're doing real well so far. Maybe you should stay sick. I'm just saying.
Right.
So Brody, man, thanks for coming on the Dadcast. Before we got this thing started, you complimented me on my amazing studio, but as you can see, it's glitching out and it's just a green screen. So, and for all our viewers, I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. The green screen and this Apple camera is just, there it goes. See, it's freaking out. Anywho, Brody, loving the hair, man.
Thank you.
So
it's,
it's a rite of passage. We already know you're a dad, but I got to ask that question. Are you a dad?
Yes.
How many kids you got?
I got three kids. I have, the older one lives in LA, and then I got two that live here that are outside the door just listening, trying to be quiet.
Oh, well, if they want to come in at any point in time, I don't have any problem with that.
They will. I promise. It's possible to say, hey, give me an hour.
That's 10 funny. Minutes. No, you did a little promotional video for us that was truly the most unique and I dare I say most impressive clip / promo video for Dadcast we've ever done. It was so good, man.
Yeah.
The kids loved it. We did like 4 or 5 takes and it just wound them up. Like there was like 3 hours of trying to get them to come down. You know, like bedtime was just like, okay, no. Like freaking out. It's okay. Calm down, please. They loved it. And those are real reactions at the end where I'm just like, okay, enough. Like screaming so loud that I was just like, I couldn't think at all. And so, I thought it'd be a good true factor of what a dad, especially being at home doing stuff.
Oh yeah. You dialed that one in. That was, I'm sitting there watching it just going, yep. Uh-huh. That is my life to a T. How old are your kids?
We got 9, 7, and 4. And the 4-year-old, I swear, is the most educated, older soul of all of them. I mean, it's the only girl, and she is just the boss. She knows what's up. She gets her way. She knows how to work. Yeah. Like, I mean, it is difficult. Are you changing your scene here?
It's glitching out so bad. So I gotta change it.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be distracting. We're gonna hang out at the ocean right now. Okay.
Nice.
We'll see how long that lasts. So 9, 7, and 4. My son is 10. My daughter just turned 8, and I've got the oldest who is just started her first job. 16, and she works at KFC. So, yay. Oh, congratulations. Sweet. Guess how much money she makes, you guys. Are you ready for this?
More than us.
$18 freaking dollars an hour to work at KFC.
Damn. Wow.
I'm really contemplating on going to sling some chicken.
Yeah. That's not a bad deal.
Or at least having her help pay the mortgage, you know?
Exactly. Right, that's a better deal for you. I tell my kids all the time that they're going to be paying rent if they don't listen. And they don't know what that means. But whenever I like take a toy, I'm like, okay, this is for today. You know, and they're like, oh, no. And they freak out and they listen. So they're understanding what the value of something and losing something to have something is.
Right, so exactly.
They're going to get it.
That is good stuff. So, you know, I'm not going to lie. I did a little, a mild deep dive on Brody Knight here in the days leading up to this podcast. And I to float my, this is going to lead into a floating of my own boat type scenario, or at least the Dadcast boat. I've seen you've appeared on a couple of podcasts or virtual shows here in the last few weeks. And I just wanted to say, welcome to the Big Boy Podcast.
Exciting one. It's just such a different format. I mean, I know what to talk about when you go on the other ones, like whatever release we have or
right,
whatever their demographic is. It's pretty stuff like standards. Like today we had a release of a video and we talk about the video and what it's about and where the ideas come from. And then you move on and you watch the video and you sit there.
Right.
And then the next one, you know, it's like five questions. And so this is a little bit more of a, I wonder what is going to happen today.
Well, I would think this one would be actually comfortable and easy. I mean, we're literally sharing stories about fatherhood and our kids and everything in between, the trials, the tribulations. I know I could talk for hours, you know, and we prove it every week.
You do, yes.
Yeah, and I'm trying to find a screen that's not glitchy, man. So
just go straight up green.
You want to go straight up green?
Yeah, just go straight up green.
You want me to just take down the green screen and just show the real life of JP in his garage office?
Yeah, dude. Show the neighborhood, show the Tesla. You're good.
I don't know. Okay, you know what? He's been challenged. Nick, take over for just a minute.
All right. Brody, dude, I love the Monday releases. We'll talk about music for a minute.
Yeah,
those are awesome. Like it's super cool to see everything you're coming out with every Monday.
Yeah, well, this all started because we wanted to do like I don't know, we didn't want to just put out an album in COVID and then have nothing to do. You know, like we weren't playing shows, we weren't doing anything. So we wanted to do like a monthly release. And we have 13 songs for this album. So August is getting two songs.
Okay.
I feel like, you know, the week before we do like a teaser and the week after we do music video and it's fun. I mean, and then some do well and some don't do well. And so like during the other weeks, the time filler, we just do the ones that do well and it's been working. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely keeps us busy. Now that things are starting to open up, we're getting ready for shows.
Nice.
I wish we weren't doing this this monthly thing. I thought, you know.
Yeah. But so are you guys playing all over Vegas or like all over the country or?
We're focusing on just getting on festivals right now.
Okay.
Just, I don't know the rules for everywhere yet. I don't know. Yeah, like
it's weird.
Yeah. I don't want to be traveling. And then I don't know. I just feel like it's just let everyone figure out what's going on. And then we'll start really hitting the road.
Yeah, so I've been a concert promoter for like 20 years, and I want to throw a concert, but I also don't want to be the first guy that throws a concert and has a huge outbreak.
See, that's a thing. I heard Medford like closed down. Joe, last time I talked to Joe was when you guys closed down for.
Yeah, we just kind of reopened. So it looks like, so we just announced the Brit Season, which is our big venue up here. Mm-hmm. And it looks like it's at full capacity from what I've heard. So it's like 3,000 seats.
See, that doesn't make sense. You close down because it's getting too crazy, and then up well, and right to the full venue.
You know, I
think the governor is getting sued. So
I think everyone is just done. They are, know what? It's that we've finally got to that breaking point where it's like, look, if you are a big, you know, if you're an adult and you are scared, stay home. But if you are not. Go out. And finally, the powers that be are saying, yep, America freedoms. I guess that's
right.
What we're going to do, whether
you go get the damn vaccine,
whether it's a good. Yeah, exactly.
Just get it done.
And it's whether it's a good thing or not. And, you know, I did get the vaccine and I honestly, I I'm no doctor, so do not take this for gospel. But I was stuck in a car with that guy, at least on my screen right below me for like 6 hours. We're talking a foot apart, breathing the same air, okay? Recycled even. That's right. Has COVID, positive. He didn't get the vaccine. I got the vaccine a couple months ago. I went and took a test. I'm negative. So take that for what it's worth, people who are scared of getting a vaccine.
Doesn't it like take like 14 days for it to hit you? So 14 days from that moment could be the
right. The incubation period, anywhere from 4 to 10 days.
But the vaccine's supposed to make it to where if you do actually get it, though, it's not as bad.
Yeah. So I mean, I guess the jury is still out then to see if I get any sicker. You know, I did have a cold for the last couple of weeks.
You know, I plan on getting my vaccine in not this Friday, but next Friday now, just because of the quarantine.
No
crap that I have to go through.
Okay, you ready for this? Change of gears. Brody, you live in Vegas, yes?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Can you not hear me? No, I heard you. It was, you know, internet connection, Zoom. It's the world we live in now. let me first apologize for us having to reschedule you. We were actually in Vegas and looking forward to actually doing this particular episode live in person. And I'll tell you what, man, I tried to pull so many cards at the hotels we were staying at, saying that I was a much bigger, more popular person than I really am, and tried to like reserve a conference room for us. But you know, long story short, it didn't work out. And you're like wondering, why are you telling me this, JP? Well, it leads into this question. You, as a dad with young children in the COVID era, how did that go? My dog is now running away.
Do you want to go get the dog?
No. Mom's here. Kids are here. We're good. Nick wanted me to open the garage.
I traveled a lot. I worked a lot before COVID, and I didn't always get like the most time, all the time I wanted. I guess no one gets the time they want when they're just going full speed, trying to provide and build things. And so, and I think I always kept myself really busy, kind of with that fear of like anxiety of like slowing down. If I slow down, I might lose something. So
right.
Just like pedal to the metal. And, I didn't get as much time with the kids. And then COVID happened, and it was like honestly the scariest thing in the world for me because everything stopped, literally everything stopped. And I don't know after a couple weeks of realizing that things are going to be okay and it's going to be fine, then you learn how to live that way, you know, like right. You don't go out as much, you don't go out at all, but you know, you're not spending money, you're not these little things that are always like in your life, and you're like, well, we got to go do this. We got to work so we can go vacation, or we can get this clothing or whatever it is. And you just sort of like, you realize that you don't need much to live at all. And I get to spend time with my kids. Like, it's the crazy thing. I've turned into Mr. Mom. It's like my wife, you know, she goes, she's in like hair school, and she works at Planet Hollywood at P.F. Chang's. And, it's like this crazy, she has this crazy life, and I'm just sitting at home just doing podcasts and recording music and hanging out with the kids and homeschooling. And I don't know, I love it. I think it's awesome. If COVID would have never happened, I'd have never been this way,
right?
Like in this whole time, I took this whole period as like a rebirth type thing. I don't know. I mean, I used to smoke and drink, and I stopped doing all that. And I don't know. It's just like I just see like a bigger purpose because of all this, and what truly matters instead of the grind. The grind doesn't matter. It's like what you're grinding for, I guess, and what you're doing with that time instead of just getting something for that time. So I don't know. It's been great. My kids are. It's interesting because before it was always like, well, what does your mom think? And now it's, what does your dad think? Because I'm just always here, you know?
Right.
Like, I know what's going on. So for me, it's been a blessing. I mean, I know it sucks for the rest of the world and everything else, but it's been a blessing. I mean, I wouldn't have been able to focus as much on the recording and get that done. And, you know, I don't know. I like it. And I'm excited to go back out in the world. Vegas opened up 100% on June 1st.
Right.
And a few days before it was just a madhouse. Like, regulators were still trying to regulate things, but people just didn't care. Like, they were everywhere. And half the people are yelling at people for masks. And then other people are saying that, you know, like, it was just like this, it's like this weird divide in Vegas So we don't really take the kids many places anymore because it's just kind of like this, no one knows what's happening here. So we go to the park, we come home and hang out.
You like, do your thing.
Yeah. So I love it. Kid hates it. Trent is having a hard time with not being around his friends all the time.
Yeah, that's one of the major things that we've come across. Now, as far as my little neck of the woods here in Southern Oregon, schools opened up in early spring. Later on in spring, like literally 3 weeks left to go in the school year, they said, okay, no more masks needed while playing out on recess. So they slowly lifted everything. But the main thing is also getting to hang out with your friends extracurricular, for at least my son, because all his friends' parents, they fall under the category of fear. Very, very right. Big fear. And I get it. You know, that's their prerogative. And who am I to say anything otherwise? It's, you know, those are your children, man. And that's how you feel. That's how you feel. But unfortunately, our kids got to feel the brunt of that, so he can't hang out with his buddies anymore. Thank God. And I can't believe as a dad, I'm saying this for Xbox.
Yeah. Xbox was the first half of COVID, and then they moved to the Nintendo Switch. Nice. It's like, I feel like everyone, I'm watching my kids, you know, like when they're like babies, they'll like every day they're completely different.
Right.
Like, yes. You can like go to work and come home and then they're like, whoa, little dude, like he's doing something, or just like everything is a huge growth. And when they get older, like get to like a certain age, like, you don't really notice as much change happening. And then all of a sudden one day they're like super tall, or there's kind of like these crazy changes. And I feel like in this year, my kids are just completely different people. And I feel like it's because, like you're saying, like we have to hang out with them constantly. We can't be, hey, go play.
Yeah.
Go do this. You know, you gotta entertain them. And it's a show of like, they're empathetic to the situation, because some parents are all about like, hey, bring your kid over. And some parents aren't. And it's kind of been like, I don't know. We got to talk to your parents. Yeah. I don't know. I don't, you know, but you kind of understand where people are coming from a little bit more. Cause you know, no one really knows what's happening. It's a new thing. It's crazy. Like to think the world shut down for any period of time is insane. So you don't know what's going to happen next. And so for everyone to have fear, then, you know, that's okay. It's okay to be scared. But it's taught my kids, you know, that be empathetic to people and be courteous and respectful to people. And so, you know, they might not like the time with me as much, but
come on, man, at that age, how could they not want to be hanging out with dad or mom, you know, on a continuous basis?
I just feel like I'm just always bribing them now. Okay. Just count for like 5 minutes. I will get you whatever candy you want. I'll go to the store right now. Just 5 minutes, you know, like it's like sometimes my wife will like FaceTime me on the way home and she's like, oh, hard day, hon. Like my hair's all over the place. I just have a cup of coffee and I'm like, what time is it? And they're like, it's 11. And I'm like, oh Jesus, it feels like five at night. Like what is happening? And, you know, some days take me by storm. That's for sure. They outnumber me.
Mr. Mom over here. Well, yeah. I'm gonna give you one of these. Is that coming through?
No,
my headphones.
Okay, well, it's gonna come through in the final episode. You just got the audience a round of applause. Well done, Dad. Well done. Hey, you're not alone, my friend. You are not alone.
You are not.
with the COVID thing, how do you treat that with your kids?
The COVID thing.
Yeah, like you having COVID right now. Do you separate? Can you be around your kids?
No, everybody has it. So my daughter, there is an outbreak at Grants Pass High School. So my daughter got it. And then we got a call on Thursday night from her mom. And her mom's like, hey, I have COVID. And my daughter was over at her mom's house earlier in the week. So I took my daughter in Friday to get tested. She has it. And then everybody else got super, super sick. So called the doctor. The doctor's like, yeah, you guys all have COVID. Quarantined for 10 days. So, and it is hands down the worst cold, whatever virus I've ever had in my life.
Isn't it true? I mean, I don't know what's true. And so I guess it's just a question.
It's his truth, whatever this is.
Okay. So when you get COVID, I know in the beginning, a lot of people were trying to get COVID so they can get it over with.
Right.
You're might not build immunity unless you have the vaccine.
I don't know. The way our doctor explained it is he's like, still go get vaccinated because you can keep getting it because there's so many variations of it now. So the only way to guarantee that it's not going to hit you as hard the second time is to have the vaccine. So I don't know if it's true. That's what a doctor's saying. I don't ever want to go through this again because it's not fun.
Yeah,
like I literally was in bed for 2 days straight. Just my joints hurt so bad. I can barely pick up our baby right now.
You remember what Mike said, a friend of our who's on a guest a few episodes ago. He said it was like every injury he's ever had in his life came back at once. And you're describing is almost to the T. Every joint hurts. I mean, it's just a, I don't know. I haven't felt it.
I broke my knee like 22 years ago and the pain was excruciating. The way my knees feel right now is almost worse than that. Oh. Like I am on so much ibuprofen and Tylenol throughout the day right now just to walk. It's like I feel like such a pussy. It's so terrible.
You're in.
Does the wife have it too, Nick?
Yeah, she's in bed right now. It's bad. And she has her first shot too.
Well, again, you need both of them.
Yeah, which kind of screwed up. So now the doctor's like, well, we don't know if you need to go restart over and get both shots or you just get to get the second shot.
I can't even imagine that. I mean, with both of you down like that, how are you taking care of, by the way, he's got a 1 year old, just turned 1 year old baby who I'm assuming is sick and probably has something along the lines of it as well.
So Liam had it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it was worse than we ended up back in the ER with him because we thought he was going to die. It was that bad. And now it's just the lingering. He gets I don't know if he gets headaches. He can't tell us what he has, but it's obviously something's wrong. He's like crying all the time and he'll be good for about an hour. And then all of a sudden just start screaming for no reason. So and the fevers come and go, like we'll be fine. No fever. Then all of a sudden we're at 102. So it's weird.
When this all started, my biggest fear was Zyla, the youngest little baby, getting it because, I don't know what's true and what's not. I just know that it's a really bad virus, but I heard it like affects the babies and the old people the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my biggest fear is cannot bring it home. In the beginning, I was that just lockdown everything. No one's coming to the house.
Yeah.
Well, what pissed me off is we get a call from the CDC on Monday, yesterday, and they're like, oh, hey, so there was an outbreak at Grants Pass High School, and my daughter goes to Grants Pass High School the last week, right, the week of graduation, which was last week. And so she said there was like over 100 kids that got infected. And I'm like, so nobody thought to call us from the high school and let us know so we could take precautions and, not send our kid to school or whatever. So they sat on the info for about a week before they called everybody.
Wanted to be sure. Well, how'd that work out for you?
Yeah.
buddy and his family are sick. Thank you very much.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that sucks. What's school going to do? They closing? I mean, is it in summer break now?
Yeah. It's summer break now. So they don't have to worry about it. There's no kids at the school now. Everybody's at home suffering.
Well, or spreading it out to more.
Exactly. Yeah. So my daughter didn't know. So she went to church. She went to youth group. She, I went to the store. I went on a road trip with JP. I had no idea.
So what scares me the most is no one knows what is going on. Like in Vegas, we're open up 100%, but you guys are right when we got to 80%, you guys closed down completely again.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so I just think as a tourist town, I'm just why wouldn't the people just come down here? They got no work for 2 weeks, 10 days. Vegas is open. I feel like Vegas is going to, that movie Army of Dead. Have you seen that yet?
Yeah.
I feel like that is Vegas. It's
that's about to happen.
This, I think that they need to start doing the show your vaccine to travel card. I really think that needs to be across the board everywhere. And I am I'm an anti-vaxxer.
You have flipped your script, good sir. Wow. Well, see, you got it.
I think Yeah. Well, and I think honestly, if we're going to reopen the country, we have to take precautions, be careful. And there's too many people just not being careful. Like you go into Walmart, nobody wears a mask and you can, who knows how many people have it or don't have it or whatever.
Right.
I could walk into Walmart. They're not going to ask me if I have COVID.
Yeah.
And then I'm infecting thousands of people.
Well, yeah. I mean, again,
good thing I'm not an asshole. Away. I'm not going to do that.
So. I just think again, you know, in my particular case, I was all about my family and my kids, just like you mentioned, Brody, at the very beginning. No one's coming over. I'm protecting what is mine and these kids and this family that is so important. I was pretty nonchalant during the beginning. You know, I felt that way. Absolutely. I want to protect these kids. But my lady went through some serious medical stuff over the past year during COVID, and she's become immune compromised considerably. And it was at that point where I sat down and said, God, I'm being kind of selfish. I'm going to get the vaccine, whether I want it or not. I'm going to get it because why wouldn't I? It's going to help protect myself and her from getting it. And if my kids, et cetera, et cetera. So it was no question. You know, it went from questioning to, you know, this has to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I haven't turned into a zombie yet. So I think we're good.
Yeah. Oh, you know, we don't know. We right. don't know what's happening.
Yet.
We're all dying.
I hope it doesn't turn into that movie. Although that was a great friggin' movie. It was a really
good movie.
Really got to see Vegas in a different light.
It really was a good take on a zombie movie.
Yeah. You know? Gosh, what it was a zombie heist. Yeah. That's never been done before. Well done.
Yeah. You know, Snyder has home runs and then he has movies that everyone thinks can be a home run and but this one was definitely a grand slam and I hope they make a ton of them.
Yeah.
They just don't cast Batista again. That was my only qualm.
What? He didn't do bad.
He wasn't great though. You know, keep him to the one liners of Guardians of the Galaxy type deal. And
that's like saying take Vin Diesel out of Fast and Furious.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It's like saying
take Tyrese out of.
Yeah, there okay. you go. There,
all right. There, yeah,
take Tyrese out for just one, and it's fine. You won't even.
Oh, it's like the whole Tokyo Drift. Just remove that one from the franchise. That's how I felt about Dave Bautista. I'm sorry, Dave Bautista. Oh, now, yeah, I know. Now you're never going to do Dadcast. I'm a jerk. I take it back. You were amazing. You wasn't bad.
Thanks. He just emailed me.
Did he?
Asshole. No.
Talk about you. I wish.
How does, do your kids, I know they're young. I know the 9-year-old may get it, but do they, and this is a fun question. I ask it a lot. Do they, are they aware that dad's a rock star? Like really aware.
Your song. Is that my daughter is so into it. You know, like she, like whenever I'm editing the videos, she likes to sit there and be like, Dad, like, this is good. This is good. And then, you know, okay. And then she sings all the songs. And whenever like she's into rock, you know, like she's a little rocker. She, whenever like a rock song comes on, she goes, not Bucket, but it's okay. And it's like, okay. All right. You know, like she's just, she's awesome. So she knows all the songs. And you know what? Let's bring this out. Writing songs with swear words in it and, you know, something that you thought was really clever. You're like, you know what? This is going to be catchy. This is going to be clever. People are going to like this. And you say something and it's like some vulgar one-liner or something. And then your daughter starts getting to that part where she's singing. You're like, no. And then you're just like, why did I write that? And then the whole mentality has changed.
Right.
And moving on. I just, she shed such a truthful light onto me this last recording.
That's it. See, kids, it's amazing what they can do for us as dads. I mean, it's funny. I had to this is a very, very comparative story. Not quite, but I'll make it short and sweet. I've had to, you know, reevaluate my language in the house, and it took a while. So when she came up and said, Dad, there's dog shit on the floor. I was many years ago, mind you, she's like 3 years old, and it's, you can't help but laugh your ass off inside. But at the same time, from that point forward, it's now dog poop. And yep. and it stayed that way forever.
I feel like that's kind of that truth when they say it. And you're like out of nowhere.
Right.
They know it's bad, too. They know it's a bad word, but they're testing the water and they're gonna say it. And then you're like, whoa, like the shock value that hits you. And whoa, that was not good. And then a little bit, you're like, that's awesome.
Right.
My favorite is when they say it at the most inopportune times, too. You're around people that they shouldn't say it. And they say it in front of those people.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, dope.
But I think, you know, when they're that young, it's they don't know. It's when, you know, the 10-year-old's on the Xbox Live and you hear it peering through the door and his buddies are dropping F-bombs and you're like, whoa, no, you know, and we've covered that a few times as well. I think he's learned his lesson.
14 and they take those F-bombs and put them into great sentences with other F-bombs and other words and they're calling each other weird names. You're like, what the hell is that?
That's my favorite though. Like when the people are trying to figure out how to swear. Do you remember being kid and have that one kid that always swears and he just the craziest curses into like the weirdest situations and parts of the sentence and you're just like that doesn't sound right but you're like this kid's cool though because you're like young. That's all they're doing. They're figuring it out, you know, they're figuring out the curse words.
I think the greatest go ahead.
I did the curse words for a long time growing up and I didn't know until I found out that F is my favorite one. And now I use it like a professional.
Yeah, I think we all do. At least I have. And it's hard for me, Brody, because I work in radio for the last 20 years. So this thing turns on and I've trained myself. So you very, very rarely catch an F-bomb coming out of this guy's mouth, even if I want to, even on a podcast such as this, where we can, even though it's, you know, little dad related, et cetera, but off the air, no microphone involved. Yeah, all bets are off, man.
So that's the trick. You just got to have your kids carry on a microphone.
For me, yes. All the time. They just hold the mic and then dad won't curse.
Yeah.
So you mentioned you do your own editing.
Yeah.
I got to ask, are you an audition guy or are you a final cut guy?
Final cut.
Okay. All right. Nick, I want to show you something. You'll maybe this comes out on camera. So I bought a couple accessories for one of our main cameras we use. And I just want you to look how pretty this thing looks now. Oh, of course. What is happening? I can't see it. What is going on?
Wait. Oh, yeah. That's nice. What? That's a nice
cut. Dude, this is so strange. Let's just stop this.
I can only see part of it.
Gotta be the lighting in the room.
There we go.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do it. So we got the new mount. We got this side dealie for the mic down here, and then there's a cool little guy right there that I can mount a light to.
Cool,
which we haven't done yet. But this thing. Oh, vlog action, baby! We're vlogging.
Nice.
I'm an audition guy. I have been. Sorry, someone said something. Camera.
Yeah,
that's a Sony A6600.
No, what are you using? Like literally right now?
Oh, the brand new iMac 1080p built-in camera on the iMac, which is decent. Yeah. You know, so is Nick. Dave, actually, it's not the brand spanking new one with the colors they just came out with, but it's the one previous where they improved the camera and all the goodies inside. So it does its job.
I'm definitely trying to figure out the camera stuff. Like for all our videos, we just use the iPhones.
Really? Yes. And that's all you really need to do.
Look that good.
Dude, I've been telling people for years and I should have followed as well. If you can't afford super duper expensive equipment, you do not need it. You know, one of these will do the trick every single day, especially this iPhone 12, man. as long as you got good lighting, this thing can, miracles.
You got to teach me how to use, like, there's like, cause your videos look like you reused a super expensive camera to record them. So you got to show me how to use my iPhone. Cause I don't know how to
make
a dope video.
Everything that we've been doing is just, we have no idea what we're doing. I took editing video when I was in high school, like my junior year for a semester, like, and then, you know, we'd have no idea what we're doing. And so we learned the second video, Wandering Werewolf, that lighting is a huge deal for the iPhone. A massive, massive deal. So that was like a big turning. And then when it goes to the editing, everything that sucks, I just lean into it. I'm like, oh, this sucks. We did a poor job against a green screen. So I'm going to lean into it. Now we're going to need vintage t-shirts. And that's all we do. It's like, so when it really sucks, we just lean into it and figure out a way to make it work. So that's what you're going to do. And then you'll figure it out, you know, as you go. Like, but lighting, that's the biggest thing, man. Like, if lighting's bad, everything is so bad. Like, it looks so bad.
For example, the lighting in here is not desirable right now, Nick. It is horribly backlit because the garage door is open because someone wanted me to do it without a green screen. And I've got a little itty bitty guy up here that is at least getting the face. If we were to swap the two, it would be pretty epic as far as the facial light is concerned.
So maybe I just wanted my lighting and my backdrop to be better this time.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. We got to give you one.
All right. There you go.
I like your backdrop. It's nice. You got some E6.
But that's real. Right. Yeah, his is real. Well, yeah, I guess mine's real too, but.
Yeah, a lot of these is just all buddies of in different bands that I've done shows with or hung out with or whatever.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Played a show. What? Fingers up. What's that?
Just pointing out the fact that nothing's cooler in his background than what's right above my finger. But you can't tell what it is.
Yeah, E6 is cool. I was so big into them when I was. I mean, I think it was like my fourth or fifth like rock CD. E6, and I just thought it was the greatest thing in the world. The Open Road song was like,
yeah. So I met Max, God, like over 20 years ago.
Beating up.
So yeah, I've known those guys for a long time. Their new stuff is awesome. You should check it out. They have a new album dropping. I think it's dropping next month.
Yeah.
And then Max, the singer, is also in a band with Kenny from AWOL Nation called Fitness. So if you like AWOL Nation and E6, it's like the two, I'm just going to say it. It's like the two bands fucked and made a baby. Yeah. And it's called Fitness. it's like Nine Inch Nails meets E6 almost. It's weird. AWOL Nation.
Before I knew they were just all over the place. I thought they were different bands every time I heard it on the radio.
On who?
AWOL Nation.
Yeah.
His song sounds different. Even the vocals, like it sounds like it's a different guy.
It's the same guy on vocals, but it is a different band. So Kenny was in the band when he's the one that wrote Sail. He was the keyboard player. And then he produced a lot of the stuff. He produced some of the songs on the last album, but he left the band to go focus on his own personal stuff and then Fitness.
Yeah. That's awesome. I'll check it out.
Yeah.
Didn't lead singer from E6 get some heat recently or something? Like, didn't he do something that pissed everyone off in the world?
No, he's got his Twitter just blew up. So he finally got control of his Twitter back. If you guys are into Twitter, follow E6 on Twitter. They've got the funniest Twitter feed I've ever seen in my life. So he just goes and he calls out all the old 90s bands and just talks shit about everybody. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's the greatest thing I've ever read. But yeah, he's a super nice dude. He's like, he got in trouble a long time ago when he was drunk and stoned and ran around naked in a hotel.
I've done that.
Yeah, I've done it too.
Haven't we all?
I've done it in a couple bars in Medford. Like, why would you not?
That's not that crazy if you're in a band.
Not at all.
I was the dipshit that was hanging out with the band.
May I point you in the direction of Motley Crue in the early 80s?
Yeah. You know, when you're staying in hotels all the time, it kind of becomes like your home and you get very comfortable. And when you're drinking and you're comfortable, you know, things happen.
Yeah.
It gets weird.
Well, your hallway becomes so much longer and you want to go on an adventure. And sometimes adventures naked are okay.
That's right. And sometimes you open the door to go downstairs and you realize you're still in your underwear. And then you go back and you're like, oh, I'm locked out. And you make the most of it.
And then the cops show up and they're like, hey, what's happening here?
I lock my keys inside. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Oh, we should make a simulcast podcast about all, we'll just call it Live Band Hotel Cast or something. Band, bands, hotels, cast undies, something along those lines. Stop calling me. How is the party life still there for you, even though you're a dad now? Is it toned down much, Brody?
It is. I mean,
good question. Yeah. Oh, he's got to think about it.
This year, me and my wife haven't drank. So there's no partying like that. And it's been interesting. We were partying pretty hard. I felt like in the middle of COVID, and it was kind of like, well, we have nothing to do tomorrow, so let's just
let's drink.
Like, but then it's like, wait, you do. You have to take care of the kids. Like, you gotta wake up. And so I don't know. It's been interesting. I guess it was really a lot. And now it's none. Now partying is like playing Jumanji. You know, like, crazy around here. Mario Party, that will send the family into different rooms, pissed off.
That is the greatest analogy I've heard in a long time. And I can apply that to my life, period, in the history of my life. Drinking is like playing Jumanji, man. You know, oh. Gosh, now I just want to start drinking again, Nick, till we can play Jumanji, just to see what's going to happen. Maybe on vacation when we don't have the kids.
Yes.
You know, you have to. Have you played the actual Jumanji game?
No.
You have to. The little cards that are all like, they're like blind. They're like a code.
Uh huh.
You can't read it. You got to put it under a little like reader. It's like a 3D glass, and then the words formulate so you can see it.
Right.
It's exactly like drinking. There's a rhinoceros that blocks you. You know, you can work as a team and go on, move on, or you can all fail and just go backwards. I mean, it's exactly like drinking to a tea. And if you ever drink with Joe Moxley, it's not far from a stampede. You know what I mean?
He brought in a bottle of whiskey for his episode that we did in person. So, yeah. And plus, you know, his Anchor Valley Wine. Oh, plug, sponsor, Anchor Valley Wine. Wow. Thank you very much.
Shit, the last time I drank with Moxley, we had Mike Carrera's tumble down in Grants Pass and ended up drinking a lot of vodka and got tattoos afterwards.
Yeah, I was there and my lady got a tattoo as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's what happens. Mike Carrera, when you're around him and you're drinking vodka and you end up getting tattoos.
That's that right. Because exactly, like, he's the only person I know that brings a tattoo artist with him wherever he goes. It's freaking phenomenal.
Yeah. He gave me my second tattoo.
Nice.
And how many are we at now, Brody?
Oh, I don't even know. There's enough. There's let's say 30. I don't know.
Hey,
25, 30.
Do you want to see Nick's newest tattoo?
Oh, I saw the red button.
Oh, yeah. Turn around, Nick. Let's do that. Let's let our viewers.
Dude, I haven't shaved.
Oh, well, there it is. It's Red Robin on a surfboard.
Yeah, nice.
Add some waves, a sun, and some other stuff to the back of the head so it doesn't look like kind of stupid.
It doesn't look stupid. We're very proud of you. And now I got to go get mine because, you know, it's a team thing.
So and I dare you to do it on the back of your head.
Not happening, son. Not happening. look at all this canvas that is still open on this arm or this one in particular. You know, there's plenty of room here. And
you could actually build a beach around that little the palm tree there.
Put
surfboard Red Robin
surfs by the palm tree. Good idea.
Yeah,
but I kind of wanted to put the fish taco in there.
You can put a fish taco too, dude. It doesn't have to make sense.
You have something now. Lean into it. Put the Red Robin with the beach.
Maybe the Red Robin will be holding the palm tree. I don't know. You know, we'll see.
I don't know. But
it's going to happen. If we're going to put a beach and a Red Robin near there, it's, you know what? You know what? That's not a bad idea. But if we're going to sleeve it, that palm tree, it needs to be this way, don't you think? Unless we wrap it around. I don't know.
That would be the bent one, the broken one. And then you can.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
You got this. You know, you got this.
Did I mention, Brody, that this podcast, I should have warned you right off the bat. We do our best to stay on the topic of dads and our kids, but every single episode we go off the rails. For example, broken tattoo talk.
I think this is what being a dad is, you know, like all the things that happened in like the stereotypical, you know, Family Guy dads, you know, the sitcom dads.
Yeah.
I discovered I'm turning into, like, you know, one simple thing, putting the phone on the toilet dispenser, the toilet paper dispenser.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't feel like much, but then that fiasco turns in. I pull the toilet paper and then now it's in the toilet and then everything else starts and you can see it all just falling apart. I feel like that's what a dad is. And yeah. Everyone in the family is like, what is going on? What's wrong?
That's right.
You're that guy. You're like, when did I turn into this?
That's a good question. If you were to categorize yourself as one of any sitcom dad in the history of sitcoms, who are you most like?
Sitcom dad. I want to say something cool like Californication or something, but it's not really a sitcom.
No, definitely not. Great show, by the way.
I feel like Full House. Danny Tanner. Only because off screen, that guy is just a maniac.
Yes.
So yeah, that's my go to.
Now was Danny Bob Saget or was he one of the brothers? Okay.
Bob Saget.
I mean, he's one of the funniest guys in the world. So I'm gonna pick that one, even if it's not true.
Fair enough. That is a good answer. We'll take it. Here's the applause once again. What about you, Nick? I'm gonna put you on the spot.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm gonna go Cliff Huxtable.
The Cosby Show?
The Cosby Show, yeah. That's how I teach my kids the way he taught his kids.
Well, I hope you're just the character and not the real person.
Yeah, no, I don't do the date rape stuff. I'm not into that. I don't peddle pudding pops. So, I understand no means no.
Cliff Huxtable.
Dadcast. Where it all crumbles right here.
Thanks, Nick. Last time we're going to put him on when he's infected with COVID. Jesus.
And we're done.
Have a great day. Thanks for watching. All right.
That was a good run there, JP.
we just got started. So I guess I'm going to say I'm Peter Griffin. Yeah. Does that work?
I feel like that was like one of my top. Yeah, that's a great one.
Okay. I just need a giant chicken to fight.
Always. You know, like whenever things are getting boring, that chicken comes around.
Oh, you know what? I just had a great idea and I don't know why we haven't ever done this before. With your permission, Brody, because we got about 10 more minutes, give or take. With your permission, if you would like to bring in one, two, both, all of your kids, I would like to ask them a question. I promise you, you're going to love it. And then I will bring mine in to do the exact same.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'm going to go make sure they have clothes on.
Fair enough. I'd appreciate that, especially with the topic we were just trying to get off of here.
Good answer, guys.
Hey, Avery.
Cosby, bring your kids in.
Oh, okay. You're right there? Come here.
Hey, kids.
You know what? I'm going to bring Emma in, too. So, boom.
Okay. Hold on. This will be fun. You made me a wallet? So we're in the middle of a podcast episode. Hi. So
this is Zyla.
Zyla, hi.
Trenton.
Hi, buddy. How are you? This is Avery. Her head likes to disappear for some reason. It's really weird. Okay. So can you guys hear me okay?
Yes. Say yes?
Yes.
All right. I want to ask you a question. Are you ready? Okay. Why is your dad such a good dad?
Why?
Oh, go ahead.
Because
he loves us.
You're fine.
That's a good answer. I don't think there can ever be a greater answer. What about you? Put you on the spot? Is it because he's a rock star? How about that?
No, he's just Santa Dad. Isn't that what you call me? Santa Dad?
Awesome. Okay, so Avery, I'm going to put you on the spot. Why am I, if I even am, a good dad in your mind?
Because you love me and you're in my family.
Because I love you and I'm in your family. That's it? That's all I get?
Avery, I'm going to help you out with that. Right. Your dad's also magic, so he's disappearing right now.
I know, I'm magic. Ooh. Well, thank you, baby. I love you. You want to say hi? You want to say hi to, this is Brody and his awesome kids. Whoa, look at you. It's like, where'd you go? What is happening? There you are. All right. Well, good talk. Good answer, you guys. I appreciate it. You don't have to go anywhere. We can continue this just fine, but all right. I like your shirt, Super Mario 85.
Tell them all about Mario. Go. Spotlight's yours. Tell him. He's a Mario collector.
Are you really?
Sweet.
I'm a floating head.
It's really impressive, actually.
It's freaking me out a little bit. Let's turn it off.
I'm invisible. I'm invisible.
We are off the rails, guys. We are off the rails. It's a beautiful thing. All right, boom.
Wow.
No, okay. I'll be invisible. No, it's now she wants to go away now that I got you. All right, you guys, it's pretty cool. You know, your dad, him and I, and Nick down there, or maybe over there, we've been talking for the last hour about being dads to you guys and how awesome and fun and amazing and never, ever frustrating it is being your parents. It's amazing.
It's like a little angel basket.
Basket.
Angel baskets. Is that a thing?
Baskets, angel. Sure it is. What did you make? Avery made something. What is this? A wallet. A wallet. She made me a wallet. Is this for me? So she just made me a wallet while we're recording this podcast. Look, it's she even drew on it. And if you open it up, it's got all your slots for stuff. That is amazing. I appreciate that.
Just blew his mind.
Yeah. So what is your what's your favorite thing you've collected when it comes to Mario?
Just Mario stuff.
Just Mario.
No. I don't really know. I have a lot of stuff that I like to collect. I think it's Waluigi.
Okay. You know what I like to collect? I like to collect camera equipment. I have way too many cameras that I don't use.
What?
Can I show you my Waluigi toy?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see it, man.
Oh. Might as well bring the computer into the room.
Oh, here we are. What do you think, yeah. Avery? Do you like collecting anything? Whoa, look at him. That is awesome. I collect Star Wars stuff. Like, for example, here's one of my Star Wars guys.
That's my favorite one. Stormtroopers.
Yes.
Love Stormtroopers. His thing is Ghostbusters, Mario, Luigi specifically. And Stormtroopers. Really doesn't care about Star Wars, but loves Stormtroopers.
Ah. Have you ever been to Disneyland? No pressure, yeah. Dad.
You went to just one time. The one time, Daddy.
Okay. At Legoland.
Yeah.
They have a ton of Star Wars stuff.
Well, because they have like real live Stormtroopers at this part of Disneyland. So maybe one day your dad will take you and you can check out the real live Stormtroopers. They're scary sometimes. They talk and everything.
Nintendo people out there.
That's what he wants. If he gets good grades, we're taking him to Nintendo Land in Japan.
What?
That's what my kid asked for. Not Disneyland. Not when he could drive 10 hours. No.
Just an 18-hour flight, no bigs. Come on, Dad, that's easy.
That's what he wants.
Here, I have a suggestion for you. You need to book Sprockets in Japan.
Amiibos. Yeah,
that's
three great. Amiibos.
Yeah?
Amiibos. Plain things, yeah. I don't know if people know what Amiibos are.
Amiibos?
No.
Well, I'll get my Bowser.
Telling you.
I asked for it, man. I'm in. But okay, go get it. That's the last thing you can show, though, for us, because we have to end this episode real soon, bud.
Go get it.
Okay.
This is the first time I've ever done this on the podcast, and I ain't going to lie. I am enjoying it thoroughly.
I'm a little jealous. My daughter is 16, and she's like, I have to get dressed.
How long does it take to get dressed? Oh, so she shows not to.
No. Yeah, I told her, don't worry about it. I'm like, you're in clothes. You're dressed. But just come and talk to us.
Well, check this out.
Pretty.
Oh, look at him. That's awesome.
Sweet.
Is that Bowser?
Figurines that you can, like, put onto your controller.
Right.
store, and then it gives you like specialties. So Nintendo's figured out a way for you to buy these stupid toys so you can play the games and unlock things. And it's just, it's the worst.
My son, my son hasn't gotten that far. I think he's a little bit past that. He just asked for dad's credit card so he can buy Fortnite skins.
I'd almost rather do that than do all this.
Well,
yes.
I know what to do. I'll make my own credit
card. You know, and that's the interesting thing. Like, being a dad, there's a point where you're building all the Lego sets and you're building all the games and you're playing, like, they're pretty much watching you beat the levels.
Right.
Like, oh, why don't you just play it? You just play the game. It's you play the game. And then they start doing it on their own. And you're like, oh, I want to, what drove me crazy, I want to do so badly.
I have a Lego Mario and he's awesome. He's a Lego, but he's awesome because
Okay.
No more showing.
I'm gonna show you guys one thing if you want me to show it to you. And I got it at a very special place in Star Wars land. Do you want to see it?
Tesla?
Yeah, is it Tesla?
No, it's that my Tesla's right there.
You get it from Star Wars?
I didn't get the Tesla from Star Wars. But there she goes.
Oh, she's going to the Tesla.
Meow. 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 Oh, no.
Sorry. What's that?
It's a lightsaber.
That is legit.
And it was very, very, very expensive because
it's metal.
It's metal. This is like, yeah. So in Star Wars at Disneyland, you can pay $200 and make your own lightsaber. And that's what I decided to do.
Hey,
off the rails. This episode has turned into show and tell, Nick. This is so awesome. I'm having so much fun. You have no idea.
Yeah. I can tell. See, I'd rather spend $200 and get drunk and watch you pay $200 to make a lightsaber.
You can do that at Disney Star Wars Land now. And Avery wanted me to show. Go ahead, grab it. I don't really have a Tesla. Well, I do, but I don't. I do. I have a Tesla.
Oh, that's nice.
That has nothing to do with Star Wars.
It looks like a stormtrooper.
You ain't kidding, buddy. You ain't kidding. All right. So I'm going to end this with a final question for Dad. I don't know if you guys covered it earlier when I skipped out and took my green screen down. You were talking a little bit about music. But with the world reopening and getting a little bit back to normal, what is next for Sprockets? Are there any live shows happening anytime soon? Where can we catch you? Where can the world catch you? Now's the time.
Well, we're going to have releases monthly, videos and singles, new songs come out every month. You can check our social medias, which is at the Sprockets on everything or sprocketsband.com. And then as far as shows, we're waiting for, we're just going to be doing festivals, maybe some small personal shows until then. I think the world needs to open up a little bit more before we start really trying to, I don't know the rules.
I know,
Oregon's closing, opening, closing. And I don't know. Vegas is opening because they're losing too much money, you know? So I don't trust that's a safe bet. So
right.
Just going to take the shows as they come. We're not really like actively going out to try to find them, and we'll play by ear.
All right. Well, there you have it. Ladies, gentlemen, people of the internet. Thank you very much to our man Brody Knight here for joining us on Dadcast. You guys were amazing. I can't tell you how much my heart was warmed when your kids came on and started doing the show and tell sesh. It's something I haven't done before, and I'm glad you were willing to do it. At least you appeared to be willing to do it on camera.
I'm not scared. I mean, Zyla was a little hesitant at first, but you could tell she broke into it.
Oh, so. Yeah, absolutely. And this one right here is not too shy. Can you tell?
Yeah, at first, a little scary because I have red hair. I get it. I'm like,
Her dad has red hair, natural though.
Yeah, but see, when you're a freak like this, every week, don't even bother to, like, when I do a new hair for every video, and last one was blue, and when I came out blue hair, nothing. They don't say a word. They don't care. They're just like, his dad, whatever. So now I'm just getting away with looking ridiculous, and I don't know how ridiculous I look until I'm around other people, especially kids. It's like, what's wrong with your hair?
Why is he grown man have pink hair? It's coming across pink on the video. What you got, bud? Does he want to show one more thing before we go?
Gotcha. So I'm gonna do a little cut job.
Daddy, I just want you to cut one thing. I wanted to be cut into a credit card.
Oh, he wants to make a credit card out of this. This is great.
All right. Hey, everyone, thank you so much for hanging out and checking out Dadcast. Nick, I hope you get to feeling better real soon. Brody Knight, I wish you so much heartfelt awesomeness when it comes to your journey as a father and everything that comes on, and of course your career with the music, all that good stuff, man. And again, thank you so much for taking time out of your day and coming on Dadcast, man. It's been awesome.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Bye. You get better, Nick.
Bye-bye.
We'll check all of you out next week. See ya.